And we're going to catch up and find out about it because the hugely successful 2020 Bendigo Invention and Innovation Festival will return in 2022, but a new name and a bit of a new format as well. Paul Chapman, the chair, joins us. Paul, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Robbo. It's great to be with you.
Thanks, mate. And now, you know, they used to say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So I guess in these COVID times, there comes a point where you've got to say, well, listen, we've got to rejig this baby. So that's the case now with the festival. Tell us about the changes.
Look, it's been a terrifically successful event, as you've said, Robbo, but we are an innovation-focused festival, and that just by definition means we're going to continually change things. And we want to do that anyway to keep it fresh and keep it viable. We also, particularly because of the success of last year's event, we decided at the end of the day, let's go for quality on this rather than quantity. We had planned, as it takes 12 months to plan these sorts of shows, we had planned an event this year that had quite a bit of face-to-face. That was a bit of a punt. We knew that last year when we started. And as it turns out, well, Mr. COVID is hanging around and getting a few things well. So we said, let's just take an open-minded view of this. Let's focus on the quality. And rather than put something on for the sake of putting it on, let's stay true to our goals and just move it out. And that might stay as a biennial event. We don't know. But my guess is it probably will.
Yeah.
Anything around innovation takes a long time, and people who are in that space understand it. If I have got a moment, I'll tell you a story which affects my own company.
Yeah, please do.
We've been in the mining sector in particular. The gestation period for taking a product to market is 15 years.
15 years. Wow.
From concept to getting it on the ground. Now, we've had a product where it's going to help the electrification of mines, which helps carbon emission reductions and all sorts. We're in year 12.
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
You need a bit of perseverance and persistence to do it. But that's the mindset of the innovator. He knows that there's some trials and tribulations along the way.
Yeah.
But last year, we decided we're going to have quite a bit of focus on food this year and the city of gastronomy. And we had a lot of face-to-face happening. And the face-to-face is now in jeopardy. So we said, let's just take a deep breath, talk to our people who are going to speak at that event, who are going to show things at that event, and they have fully understanding of the situation.
Yeah.
So nothing changes except we decided let's go biannual rather than annual.
So also a slight tweak to the name as well. So Bendigo Innovation Festival, dropping the invention part of it. Why is that?
It was more a marketing thing as anything. Innovation will bring along invention anyway. It was a little difficult to always put on a show of new inventions and bring people from around the country or from overseas to show those inventions. With any invention, people like to touch and feel, and that's not always easy. It's very costly for some people to do that when they're interstate. And in today's world, in the present world, with restrictions on movement, we just said, let's stick with the innovation at one.
Yeah.
It's actually a term that a lot of people don't understand, but it's simply put, it is doing things a better way.
Right.
And when people get to know that that's all it is, or, you know, whether you, I give the analogy too often, you know, you're sitting in your office and you want to move the furniture and it's better for you at the end of the day, well, that's innovation.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
Okay. You know? Yeah, well.
You know, so at the end of the day, what we're saying is we've got a great event. The success of last year's event, Robbo, has had terrific downstream effects in education, in changing the way people view manufacturing. We've had massive consequences, not the right word, results. Through the Bendigo Manufacturing Group, with some successes there, with some government funding to help industry and the educators get closer together, so that we can create more jobs for the people in around the region.
Yeah,
and that's working now.
Yeah.
So all good stuff. We're just having a chance because we That's what we do. We're innovators, so yeah. We make a change.
Paul, always good to chat.
We won't change from Gold FM, I can tell you.
Well,
it's
now,
fantastic there, folks.
Thank you. That is the correct answer. Yes, go to the top of the class. Your check's in the post.
Good on you, mate.
Paul, always good to good chat, on. Mate. Thank you very much indeed. Talk soon.
Good on you, Robert. Thanks, Colin.
Cheers, mate. Cheers. That's Paul Chapman, the Bendigo Innovation Festival, back next year and possibly biennial after that.